95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station. Wendy McClendon Covey is with us.
Yeah.
You know we're from the Gold Bar. 30911 is so much more. Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Woo, yes. How you doing?
Best intro ever.
Yes.
Well,
wait,
great.
Let me step it up a little bit. Entrepreneur, painter, sculptor, cook. Is that better? I don't know if you have all those credits, but I just want to add that to your list.
You know what? I'm going to take them. Okay. I'm going to take them and run with them. all of those things.
We need to remind people, in case they may have overlooked it, 200 episodes deep on the Gold Bar.
Oh, my gosh.
200.
Yeah.
I mean, syndication, scooch over. You got 200 episodes. Is it strange for you to be sitting on top of a mountain like that of your body of work?
Well, yeah, it is. It is. I'm lucky anybody pays attention to me. You know, I'm still at 52 years old thinking, oh my gosh, what do my parents think? Are they finally pleased?
Right. They should.
And
be.
I think they are. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I hope
yeah,
so.
It's still.
Right?
Well, you'd be surprised.
You never stop feeling that way, though, right?
You never stop, especially when your parents live down the street like mine do.
Oh,
so,
wow. Really?
You know?
Let's tap into that for a second. Now that is that by design or did they invade your neighborhood?
I never moved away from my hometown.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. Okay.
All right. That seems fair. So you're one of those grounded superstars, I feel like.
Yeah, I am. Isn't that odd?
No, it's welcome.
Yeah, I still live in fear that my parents are going to disapprove of what I'm doing.
Oh
but
gosh.
I think they're pleased right now.
Well, obviously, if they're going to approve of anything, I would think they would approve of the Goldbergs. I mean, your character on the Goldbergs
yes.
is certainly an embracing, acceptable character. Maybe slightly different from Reno 911. But when you go when you go from job to job, I mean, do you feel like you are do you feel like you are Wendy who's assuming a different hat in a role? Or do you feel like, all right, I got to immerse myself in this character?
I feel like I got to immerse myself.
Yeah.
And it was a little hard at the beginning of this season because I was doing the Reno 911 movie and the Goldbergs at the same time.
Okay.
So that was a lot of like, oh my God, okay, what am I supposed to be doing right now?
Yeah.
Who am I supposed to be? Is it okay for me to swear? I don't know.
Who's this person? That's a great point.
Yeah, because they are two different types of ladies.
Yes, that is an important distinction, a line between those two things. So you can come in and into the workday knowing what you got ahead of you. That's Wendy McClendon Covey. Of course, you can see her on the on 200 and more episodes of The Goldbergs. It's not like it's going away or anything. Let's talk about Reno 911 for a minute because, wow. I mean, wow. So many incarnations of this show. I mean, you had the show, which was like a cult following thing. And then you have, of course, a movie.
Yeah.
And then you've got those mm-hmm. little mini episodes of a couple years ago, those little 15-minute things that I consumed quickly. And then now you've got another movie, which
yes.
is great.
Yeah. Yeah, and another season. There's another full-length season of regular-length episodes that just dropped on Friday on the Roku channel.
I have a Roku TV. Why have I not
Sweet.
Been watching these episodes?
Yeah, they just came out, so, you know, you're welcome. Okay.
Now,
but yeah, it's the little show that could. It's never been off the air.
Yeah. Is that a tribute to just that you and that cast being so tight and I would assume easy to work with that gives a longevity?
Yeah. And the fact that we can work quickly and cheaply, I think that's also a big selling point.
Well, that's good. Networks don't hate that.
They don't hate that. And I think the fact that none of us have any vanity left and we're just ready to we can just throw it all at the wall and say, you know, cut something out of this. You'll figure it out.
I love that.
You know?
I do love that where it's just like you throw the art out there and then let it breathe as it is.
Exactly.
Do you
like
have,
make us look as stupid as you want to?
Yeah.
We don't care. So go ahead.
Do you have a favorite? I'm going to ask you about the Goldbergs and Reno 911. But as far as Reno goes, do you have a favorite either episode or moment from one of the films that was just you just went like, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened?
Let's see. Well, for the QAnon film that we released at Christmas,
right?
That was
it's incredible.
That was so much fun because, you know, I got to play with Patton Oswalt a lot.
Yeah.
And I was trying to like seduce him into telling
yes.
me things.
Right.
And there was a scene where he's got a very upset stomach and it just won't end. That was funny.
Right. Perfect. That's perfect. And do you have a favorite Goldberg's one?
Yeah,
'cause obviously 200 episodes, that's a lot to pull from.
Yes. Let's see. There's so many. I would say the one where we go to Hershey Park and Adam and I keep fainting on the roller coaster.
Right.
We keep like fainting and then arguing and then fainting. And that one was so much fun to film.
And Steve, you've seen every one of the Goldberg's episodes.
Those are my favorites.
Steve's seen every Goldberg's episode.
You
said this is why he won't get on a roller coaster now. He won't do it anymore.
No, but me and my girlfriend, we do sit down and watch every episode. Anytime it comes on, don't miss it for nothing.
That's right.
Oh, good.
DVR.
Yeah. Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
Yes.
Well, look, we're happy for you. It's always a pleasure to see you pop up, whether it's in Bridesmaids or Rules of Engagement or whatever the films, the TV, any product we can get more Wendy, we're happy. So we appreciate you being a part of this
sweet.
Show today.
Well, thank you for having me. It means a lot that you would even take time to talk to me about any of these things.
Do you have a favorite rock and roll song that you would like to play? Where, you know, we're 95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station. What is your favorite rock jam? Is it a big hair band? Is it old school Zeppelin? Are you going some Soundgarden? What are you feeling?
Okay, you know what I want?
What's
and
that?
This might be obscure, but it's been in my mind since yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Just Like Paradise by
David
Van Halen.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
There it is.
We can do that.
For Wendy McGlendon Covey, Diamond David Lee Roth, thank you so much. Watch the Goldbergs, Wendy. We appreciate it. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you.